KUTX 98.9. I'm Jody Denberg, live in Studio 1A with simply one of the greatest musicians the state of Texas has ever given us, Bobby Nelson, who has a couple of sold-out shows with the family band tomorrow and Wednesday nights, and also a brand new record with her brother Willie that's called December Day, Willie Nelson and Sister Bobby, Willie Stash, Volume 1. Bobby, thank you so much for being here today. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Oh, I'm happy to be here, and thank you very much. I wish you a happy New Year, too.
And New Year's is special for you because New Year's Day is your birthday.
It is my birthday.
Well, an early happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
I would imagine you have played more New Year's Eves than you can remember. So is it a good thing for you that your birthday's on New Year's Day, or do you feel like one year I just want to have a birthday and not have to play the night before?
I think it's perfect that way because I enjoy playing on my birthday, and it's really a perfect way for me to spend my birthday.
You enjoy playing, period, don't you?
I do.
When you come home from the road, your road piano goes to your home?
It doesn't always, because sometimes we don't have enough time or between concert tours because we've been touring so much. But this time we had enough time for it to come home. We had about 4 or 5 weeks off. And we ended up close enough to home where my piano could come with me. So they just picked it up this morning and
bringing it to the Moody Theater for
yes.
the next 2 nights. 4 to 5 weeks off for Willie Nelson and the family band, Sister Bobby, that's a long time off, isn't it?
It's the longest I've had off in a long time.
Did you know what to do with yourself?
Well, I was quite busy this time. I'm a little loose ends whenever I come home like that, but I was lucky enough to have my family with me, and I've really enjoyed it.
This new record of Sister Bobby's with Willie Nelson, December Day, Willie Stash, Volume 1, is such an intimate, special record. And we're going to talk with Sister Bobby all about this special record. But since we're in a room with a big, black, beautiful piano and Sister Bobby, I thought we'd start with a song, if that's okay, Bobby. And maybe you can tell us what you'd like to start with.
Well, maybe I will start with Nuage. We play that. That's on the album, and we love this. It's one of our favorite things that Willie and I love to do. And I always do it with him, so I will do it by myself this time.
Thank you, Sister Bobby.
You're welcome.
Nuage is the song. It's a Django Reinhardt song that Bobby and Willie Nelson play together and do a version of on their new album together. It's called December Day, Willie Stash, Volume 1, And on this December day, Sister Bobby is our guest. She'll be playing sold-out shows the next two nights at ACL Live at the Moody Theater. Django Reinhardt is an important musician for you and Willie, isn't he?
Very important. He's Willie's favorite guitar player. And he just loves listening to Django, and we always... we learn more of his songs as we grow in our years, too.
This album, December Day, that you and Willie have done, there's not a lot of records that are billed just to the two of you.
No.
Often it's Willie Nelson and Family Band. Sometimes he plays with other musicians. I love the records that you make together, and I have one, the Gospel Collection, Farther Along, that is Willie and Bobby Nelson.
That's one of my favorites.
Mine as well. And really speaks to your roots, which we'll talk about in a minute. And then over this holiday season, I was lucky enough to get my hands on Willie Nelson with Bobby Nelson, El Nino, which is a Christmas record you guys did in 1997. And so there's not a lot of records billed just to the two of you, like this brand new album, December Day. And this is the first in a series of records, I guess, from Willie's archives. Yeah. What I understood is that this was somewhat inspired by the fact that when you're on the road, you and Willie like to make music on the bus?
We do. I have a small keyboard that I have right next to my bunk that I can pull out from where I sleep in my bunk. And it's also portable. We can take it up to the front of the bus and work on music while we travel. And that's what we do a lot of our time on the road.
I guess some might be surprised that after playing a two-hour concert and, you know, making all this music, that what you do when you have downtime is make more music. But
yes,
for me, it's the greatest healer that life offers, music, and obviously for you as well.
It is. It really, truly is.
So you guys would take out your portable keyboard and Willie would have trigger and you would sit toward the front of the bus. And the songs on December Day are a lot of the songs that you'd frequently do?
Yes. We do, and some of our favorite songs. And we had recorded a lot of these songs a lot earlier, and that has a lot of emotion with it. And we had our bass player, B. Spears, that we lost 3 years ago, and we actually have a couple of his recordings on this that he played with us.
Yeah, I think B is on What'll I Do, perhaps?
He played on What'll I Do.
Yeah. There's 18 songs on here. Many of them are Willie Nelson originals that people know. There's a couple of new Willie songs. There's a few Irving Berlin songs.
Yes.
Was some of this recorded recently, or, as you said, B has been gone for 3 years? David Zettner appears on here. He's been gone since 2006. So obviously there's things that are from the archives.
They are. And music that we didn't want to get lost. And we really wanted it to be heard. We wanted to play it, actually. Music that we want to play. And we actually decided that it was maybe time for us to feel free enough to play some of the music we like and things that we want to play, as well as what we get requests for. And that's what we, and that's Nuage is one of the things that we love to play.
Some of the other favorites on here, you cover Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Yes, and we love that. That's
What'll I Do, which we mentioned, is on. And then there's some favorites from that you've already recorded with Willie in the past, but this is such an intimate record. Did you and Willie have a conversation about how you wanted to be presented in this? I mean, there's band members on here, but the spotlight is on you and on Willie.
Yes.
You spoke about that before putting it together?
We did. And we had a few sessions that we had recorded a lot of things, not just what we were putting out at the time. And these were some songs that were in these sessions that we just loved. And
now they have a home.
Now they do have a home. I'm really happy about that.
The album's called December Day, so it's so good to be here with Sister Bobby on this December Day. And I watched just today, there was a video of the medley, if you will, Summer of Roses and December Day. The video is very reflective of the record. It's black and white. There's just a table lamp. It's really just the spotlight on the piano and Willie. Yeah. Where did y'all do that video?
We did that in the Pardinalis at our studio out there. And played on my beautiful piano that I love, a Bösendorfer out there. And that's where we recorded all of this music.
It's an amazing record. It's so beautiful, and it sounds like December, but it's good for the whole year round. Sister Bobby and Willie Nelson's new album, December Day. Sister Bobby's here with us, and maybe you're one of the 5,000 or 6,000 people that will see her over the next couple nights at the Moody Theater, but today it's just an intimate audience here in Studio 1A, and love to do another song if you had something in mind.
Well, maybe I will do the Summer Roses in December Day. It won't be near as good as what you would hear when Willie's singing it, but the music is still beautiful, so I'll play those two songs as one song then.
All right, please. That's Sister Bobby, live in KUTX's Studio 1A, and Summer of Roses, December Day, which is on the new album that Sister Bobby has out with her brother Willie Nelson, called December Day. And as I mentioned, Sister Bobby, two sold-out shows, ACL Live tomorrow and Wednesday nights, and then her birthday on New Year's Day. That was so beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Especially in this setting, just you and the piano, I don't know how to phrase this. I'm not a religious person, but I feel like there's something higher moving through us here, especially when you play like that. Is this sort of a spiritual thing for you to do when you just sit at the piano?
Very much, yes.
Now, from what I've read in books, which can be wrong, so you'll please correct me, that you learned to play keyboards when you were about 5 from, was it your grandmother?
my grandmother and my grandfather. My grandfather was still living until I was about 9 years old, and he always encouraged me to learn to play. I had a pump organ at that time. I didn't have a piano, and I was just so interested in the piano, and he bought a piano for me. But before he bought the piano, one Sunday afternoon, I was playing the pump organ, or just trying to play the pump organ, and he asked my grandmother, said, it's time for her, you have to start teaching her. So she did, and she taught me that afternoon how to read music and how to play Jesus Lover for My Soul. That was the only music I had, was the hymn book. So that was the first song I learned to read and play that afternoon.
And did you play at church then after you started getting familiar with these hymns?
Yes, I did.
I read that you played gospel conventions. What does that mean, a gospel convention?
There was, while my grandfather was alive, well, he would take me to singing conventions, they called them, at the courthouse in Hillsborough, which was about 10 miles from Abbott. And on the first Sunday of the month, well, they just filled that big old courtroom up with beautiful gospel music, Stamps Baxter Quartet and that sort of singing. And they had a lot of quartets, and there was a lady who played the piano, and her name was Martha Allen. And that woman inspired me so very much, and I had to learn to play just like Martha. Of course, I've never learned to play just like Miss Martha, but she had larger hands, and they were very strong. Fingers were strong. And always, I can still remember what her hands looked like. So my grandfather took me to those singing conventions on the first Sunday of the month. And then there were two nights a week. I believe it was two nights a month. Thursday nights, they would have also gospel singing. So we rode the Ed Urban, which was the electric car, from Abbott to Hillsborough. And he took me, until he got sick, he took me to those singing conventions.
Did Miss Martha live long enough to see you become successful? And
I don't know. I never, after my grandfather died, I never did know about Miss Martha anymore. I'm sad to say.
Well, she lives on in this moment.
She does.
I know you lived in Nashville in the mid-60s, and about 1973, you got a call from your brother Willie. He was in New York City recording that string of records for, I guess it was Atlantic?
Atlantic Records.
The Troublemaker, Shotgun Willie, Phases and Stages, Redheaded Stranger. That's really when the family band and you and Willie reconvened, isn't it?
That was it. That was it. Actually, Willie's house had burned in Nashville, and he had moved to Bandera. And I had moved back to Austin. And he asked me if I would like to go record a gospel record with him. And I said, of course. And I'd never been on an airplane, and never been any farther away from home than Nashville. And so we went to New York City and recorded the Troublemaker.
And the last 41 years have been history-making years. You and Willie have made some of the best-loved and most commercially successful records of our day and age. And again, that's what's so special about this new record, December Day. It strips away any kind of glitz and glamour. It just brings us back onto the bus with you and Willie, which is where millions of fans would love to be on that bus, so they get the chance to now. It's really special. About how many shows a year do you do, Sister Bobby?
I we don't have very much time off, actually. We might take a little bit more this year. We'll play like 2 weeks on and 2 weeks off or something thereabout.
And I'm sorry if this is a cliche question, but what keeps you going?
The music and my association with my brother. I think anybody that hangs out with Willie like I do is going to have a lot of energy, and it gives me so much reasons to do it.
Well, having been blessed enough to be around your energy and Willie's energy, and sometimes at the same time, there's nothing like it. It's healing, it's beautiful, it's happy, it's funny, and it's captured on this record, December Day, which is new from Sister Bobby and Willie Nelson. And having you here with the piano is just such a joy that I can't let you go without doing one more, if you're good with that.
Well, I would be. Which one had you rather hear? Something gospel or Alexander's Ragtime Band?
Is it okay if I say something gospel?
Sure.
Please. Sister Bobby Nelson on KUTX with Amazing Grace. And whenever Sister Bobby's in the room, whether it's a room of 10,000 or 5 or 6, there's Amazing Grace with us. And thank you for making the time on this December day, Sister Bobby.
Thank you very much.
For 40 years, I've watched you play that piano, and you always bring a smile to me and millions of others. And so on behalf of everyone, I just want to say thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
And those of you who are going to see Sister Bobby and the family band tomorrow or Wednesday night, have a good time, bring in the new year, and be sure to wish Sister Bobby a happy birthday when the clock strikes midnight and brings in Thursday. I want to thank our engineer today, Casey Cheek, for doing such a nice job. And I want to thank our audience of four. We have Phyllis and Ellie Fletcher. Ilana was capturing this for our multimedia team. And Todd Wolfson, who took the beautiful picture of Willie and Sister Bobby on the cover of December Day. And thanks to you for listening. Happy New Year, Sister Bobby.
And Happy New Year to all of you.